Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios, this is Fox Sports 920, The Jersey, WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
The following program is paid for by IMG College, LLC. Any advice or information given is strictly for entertainment purposes only. Also, the views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or ownership.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Let's go live to the Alchemist and Barrister on Witherspoon Street in Princeton. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Good evening and welcome to the Alchemist and Barrister right here in downtown Princeton, New Jersey, as we bring you a look at Princeton Tigers basketball as the Tigers roll through the 2019-20 season and into Ivy League play for the Princeton Tigers. And we are joined, of course, as always, by the head coach of Princeton Tigers basketball, Mitch Henderson. Coach, welcome.
Thanks a lot, Derek. Great to be here at the AMB. We got a great crew here tonight. Good energy here this evening.
Absolutely, and we have not seen you since the completion of the season sweep over the Penn Quakers. Let's get your take on how that kind of played out, because obviously one of our guests here tonight had a big say as far as how that went with Jose Morales.
Yeah.
Great game. Towards the end of the game, you have a big play by Jose Morales. Take me through the final stages of that contest.
Well, Jose hopefully will tell you the same thing that I'm going to tell you, but I was pretty mad at him. You know, it's hard to stay mad at Jose because he tends to do things that endear you to him. But you know, we're coming down the court and he takes what I thought was a questionable shot, and then he takes another questionable shot, and I subbed him out in a way in my head, and then I put him right back in, and then he goes and makes really what was ends up being sort of the game sealing shot. And that's Jose. You know, I remember Popovich saying one time about Manu Ginobili, like, you kind of live with the fact that he's got a ton of moxie and he wants to put, you know, the game in control in his hands. He wants to do it. And it's a really terrific quality. And he made a huge play.
And when you take a look at really what he's been able to do, he's added kind of, you mentioned before talking about him, that toughness to the team. And you can really see those moments come up in key moments.
Yeah, he's so, you know, again, I said, I lovingly use the word knucklehead after the game. he's our knucklehead, but really what it is he's just got a ton of moxie. He's absolutely fearless in the biggest of moments. Tends to get him in, puts himself in good situations. Also tends to get himself in some trouble. Now, I've said this about Jose many times. I've said it to him as well. It's so easy for him to play with discipline. But his natural instincts is to make a play. And you know, he might be one of the more talented guys at getting steals and seeing plays develop. It really does a terrific job of keeping his body in front of people. He makes us win.
And certainly his toughness a part of it, but also too, the Tigers defensively once again pretty effective against Penn. Penn struggled a great deal shooting the three. And what do you think played into that?
The guys were really locked in on the scout both games. You know, it's a long 2 weeks. We talked about that, you know, the last time I was here. They're a difficult team to match up against and with because of the shooting that they put on the floor, the way Devin Goodman distributes the ball, and then the way you have to guard Adrien Brodeur at multiple different ways on the court. But all the way, you know, top to bottom, I think every single guy on the team, including the scout team, which you don't see, Charlie Began and Max Johns and Barnes, you know, Jacob, Keyshawn, Conrad, you don't see these guys every single day putting in the time to get the guys that are going to play a lot of minutes better. I just think we guard a team that's very difficult to guard, and I think held them to below 40% shooting both games, and limited the amount of threes that they could get. I just was so proud of them. I thought Jalen too on Dangle and Goodman was a pivotal part of the game as well. You know, Dangle's a heck of a player, but I think that, you know, we really were able to sort of dig deep there.
They were the number one team in terms of three-point shooting heading into Ivy League play, and then they hit that big-time schneid. It just seems the Tigers were so effective, not letting them do kind of what their calling card had been through the first 11 games of the season before the two.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the stats for the Yale-Brown game at Yale, and both teams didn't shoot the ball particularly great. It's hard to play in league. It's really hard, you know, just know a little bit more about everybody, especially when you have juniors and seniors. They've seen each other. So you've got to have the ability to, what's your second option, what's your third option, and you know, again, like Penn made a lot of adjustments in the second game, came down a lot harder on Richmond. We ended up making 11 threes. You know, we 2 for 11 in the first game, make 11 threes in the game. Ryan really set us off. You know, he really got us going in the first half, gave us that cushion early, you know, in that run that we made to make it, you know, sort of a 12-point game. But I was really proud of the guys and, you know, made recruiting a lot easier.
It seems like the guys are playing with a lot more confidence as well.
Yeah. I mean, you've asked me these same questions. Like, you know, we struggled. We were struggling early on, and that's part of the game. You know, it's part of the process of getting better, and obviously teams don't always get better, but this group has made a commitment to playing together and playing, and I mentioned the Iona game. I think we had 24 assists. That's a lot of assists in one game, you know, sharing the ball and the guys. That's a commitment from, they truly are, this group really is committed to one another. We had one of our freshmen had a, you know, sort of something where he had to be in the hospital. You know, so, and multiple guys on the team went over to see him and check in on him right after the game was over on Friday night. Mm-hmm. That's a sign of the, that's an example of what the team's like. I think Ryan Schwieger was, you know, one of the first guys to run over there. So, I don't know, that's the kind of stuff I love that we win, but also I'm very proud of that.
Does this team remind you of some of your other teams?
Reminds me of the team from 2017. And, that, you know, there's obviously a quick line you can draw to how good that team was. But there was a quality of that group that from the top, again, the top, you know, being the seniors and, you know, Spence, Pete, Steve, Xander, Hans, Keon, where they were concerned about the details. They wanted to make sure that the details were covered, and they talked about it. And that whether that made other people uncomfortable or not, they would talk about that all the time. And they led us by example. You could count on those guys every single day. And it was never pretty. You know, a lot of those games were very difficult to win. And I think this group, we're very different, but really locked in. And it starts up top with Richmond, Will, and Jose. They are, you know, as you know, like, it's basketball goes. I mean, the year after that, Derek, we lost 5 overtime games, 4
yes,
of them in the
yes.
league. And those games, you can go back play by play. They're excruciating, you know, to watch them in hindsight. But I think that this group has a willingness to say, okay, we're not afraid of failure. Let's keep going. And that starts up top.
So last week we had Ryan Schwieger on, and he said at one point you have sat him down and made him watch film of two past Tigers in particular. He mentioned, of course, T.J. Bray and also Spencer Weiss, and how the games were similar. At least, certainly, he's trending that way. That's a great compliment to pay to a player, to those past Tigers in particular, to compare him to, obviously, Ryan Schwieger and vice versa.
Well, you know, and this takes nothing away from any former player, but, you know, Spencer and T.J., I hope, would say the same thing, that when they were here, it was about them, and now they're a legend, right? Like, they've graduated and they've done their piece, but now it's about Ryan. And one of the things that I've talked to Ryan about was how both TJ and Spencer are still playing. They're both terrific players. They were great players here, but they struggled. There were times when they had some ups and downs. And one of the things that Ryan and I spoke about was Spencer went 0 for 8 at St. Joe's his junior year, and I remember I was talking to him shortly after that game. I think it was his junior year. Yeah. And he was like, you know, he was being really hard on himself, as Spencer would do. But, you know, he ended up being such a terrific player here. And he was, at that time, such a terrific player. And what I said to Ryan was, shoot, go 0 for 12. Keep shooting. And, you know, that's what this is about. And Ryan is so unselfish. But, you know, I hope no one outside the program surprised. We certainly aren't, that how well he's been playing. And he makes us, you know, not having him for the first few games of the season hurt. He makes us so much more well-balanced.
And he has been such a major cog for the Tigers' success so far in a 2-0 start in Ivy League play. When we come back, we'll take a quick break and talk about Rutgers-Camden as the Tigers get ready for the D3 game, as they start to turn the page towards the second half of the season here as a part of Ivy League play. And this, of course, is the Mitch Henderson Show right here from the Alchemist and Barrister each and every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. We'll have more on Fox Sports 920 in just a moment from downtown Princeton. Stay tuned.
Cold, cough, flu symptoms? Sounds like you should see a doctor. So where do you go? You go to the RWJ Barnabas Health Telemed app, and you get to see the doctor right away, whenever you want, on whatever device you choose. It's that simple and that convenient. No appointment necessary. Download Telemed from RWJ Barnabas Health at the App Store or visit rwjbh.org/telemed. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events, and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, contact our sales office today.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
23 million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to the Mitch Henderson Show right here at the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton. The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night and is now open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Join us for the best breakfast in town since the old carousel days on Pine. Derek Jones and the head coach of Princeton Tigers basketball, Mitch Henderson, with you as we talk Tigers basketball. Now Princeton getting set for play coming up this weekend against Rutgers Camden, and it's the D3 game for the Tigers as they kind of get set for the heavy swing of Ivy League play coming up towards the end of the month. What do you know about Rutgers Camden? And this game in particular, always a challenge because you go through that layoff and now it's time to get back to it.
Well, we followed Rutgers Camden, the Raptors, right? So we know that they've got a couple young guys that are very good players. But we haven't been together as a group as much as we'd like. You know, we're still on exams. We have multiple guys that aren't finished. So we'll get our first opportunity probably this Thursday to have an actual practice. So we'll be able to talk to the guys about what they're going to see. And we'll also be working in things that we've been doing all season. So, you know, there's a lot of prep coming up. There's a lot of big games ahead, as you mentioned, Dartmouth-Harvard weekend. But Thursday is about us, you know, being together for the first time since we played Penn. We really haven't had the whole group together. So it's about us. It's about the things that we talk about every single day. It's about the things that we work on every single day and making sure we're lining all that up so that there's no detail that we're missing. And then once we cover that, then we're allowed to, and I always say, like, maybe there's 10 steps. You got to break them into 100. You're like, okay, let's not forget any of these details. And let's not make sure that we don't feel nitpicky. You know, we've got to make sure that we're getting every single thing crossed off. And then we can go forward to Friday. So, you know, been doing this enough. And this is the last year of this, you know.
Yeah, like, you're right.
The schedule being this way. Which I think is going to be good for everybody, make more comfortable for everybody in the league, especially us.
The, one thing I wanted to touch on in reference to that, now you mentioned the last time we kind of hit on that, that the travel partner relationship would basically go away.
Goes away. There's, you know, if I get this right, so there's 10-week schedule, 7 of the weeks, you're basically playing a single game weekend, a weekend game on a Saturday, and then there's three basically back-to-backs. So, you know, it'll be a much different kind of a schedule, but also I think in line with the message and the priorities of the league, you know, making sure that, you know, we're not missing class and we're going to, we get Sundays off for the guys can get ahead of their classes. But I do think that it will, we're all used to this schedule, but I think it will bring a lot more balance to the league. For instance, instead of getting home at 2 and 3 in the morning on a Saturday night, Sunday morning, you might get home at midnight because you've played a 2 or 3 o'clock game.
And that makes a big difference. I mean, we've been on the buses before where this, you know, it gets home late.
Everybody's
and
head's lolling around. I've seen you back there.
Yeah.
You know, bouncing around. That's a long trip.
Yeah, no question.
A lot of people in this room have done that trip, and you're used to it, and everybody in the league is. But I think this will bring really nice, different structure to everyone. And it's about the student athletes at first, so we'll figure that out as we go.
Now, will there be an opportunity for you to kind of insert other non-Ivy League games in the course of Ivy League season, or would you want to do that?
I think you can. I think we're going to be asking around. What's everybody else doing? How are you working through this? But you know, these games tend to be so important at this point. You know, right now, you know, say for instance, this last week Yale played Brown on Friday. Then Yale played Howard yesterday, and they played Brown again this Friday night. So, you know, that's Penn's playing on the weekends. You know, it obviously would have to work out with somebody else's league schedule to be able to play you during the week, which doesn't always work out because everybody's playing league in January, February. I don't know, Derek. I don't think we're going to be seeing that much of that. But it does front load the schedule quite a bit. You're going to have to get everything finished by, you know, before Christmas.
And certainly, you know, we've got a little bit of ways away to talk about Dartmouth and Harvard. How much of a chance have you had to take a peek over the last couple of weeks of what the rest of the league has been doing?
I've watched everybody play a few times. And I think this is one of Dartmouth's best teams. I think Dave's done a terrific job, and they look really good to me. And, you know, Harvard-Dartmouth game is always a game that you know, the last couple of years has been very close, and they're very different styles. Harvard, obviously, very talented, have seniors, young players that are really contributing and playing well. Going to be a huge weekend, really tough. And then, you know, obviously I'm familiar with Cornell-Columbia. I watched that game as well last Saturday night, knowing Brian. And then I watched the Yale Brown game. So, yeah, I've been watching the league. And I love that part of it. I love the preparation, studying, you know, playing Penn twice in 2 weeks. It's just, I say it's a long couple of weeks. You know, it's like, because you just, you know so much. You're like, all right, what else can we learn here? What else can we do? And there's not much. You kind of, you're what you are. You know, you're going into those games. So I think the league's terrific and very well coached.
I was about to ask you about that, the kind of the state of the league. We've seen some big wins, as we have seen over the past few years. I was talking to Steve Donahue a couple weeks ago in the lead-up to the Penn-Princeton game, and he mentioned he thought this league was well ahead of where it was, say, 15 years ago. How do you feel about that, and how has it gotten to this point?
Good question, and I agree with Steve. There's far more information available to kids coming out of going into high school than there was 15 years ago. Each school in the league has different sort of strategies on social media or Twitter or Instagram, but everything's at your fingertips. You know, iPhone comes out in 07. That's not even 15 years ago. And now everybody's got a smartphone basically that's young, and they can pull up anything about you in seconds. So in our recruiting process, for instance, you know, we're putting a lot of things out there, and kids are seeing it. And I just think they're seeing it at a younger age. And, you know, generally you've got to recruit kids with excellent grades, and they have to be, I think, at the highest level, both on the court and off the court. But we're early identifying these kids, and then they're liking what they see. And now the ESPN Plus package has changed everything. It's allowed more access to what we're doing, more phone watching, and that the Ivy League being, I think, at the front of that is we're 10 steps ahead of the game. And I just think this is going to keep growing. And I think the kids that are seeing this package, for instance, like somebody like Tosin, you know, he's, you know, from London, you know, he recognizes in us something that he likes and sees. And he's a terrific player. We're able to reach, you know, across the pond as well, right? And get involved with somebody like that who's a really high-level player in person. So I just think it's going to keep going.
And the perspective around the country seemingly has changed too, because a lot of times people would say, okay, well, you know, if it's an Ivy League game, you're going to expect a low score and kind of methodical plotting offenses. Yeah. That is not really the case.
Yeah, that's – in fact, that's pretty much ancient history.
Yes.
At this point. You know, that would probably describe Princeton, you know, more than any of these other schools in the 90s, maybe. And, you know, in all fairness to everybody that I know that's played at Princeton, you know, that was how you won big games. And we did. But the league has grown and changed so much, and it's you know, it's morphed into multiple metamorphoses, in my opinion, starting with, you know, some coaches being around for a while and being able to sort of recruit and grow their brand and learn how to, you know, pitch to different kinds of kids. And then, again, I just mentioned, like, social media has helped so much, because there's so many families that I was meeting, even in 2011, where you would have to explain everything. Tell me about this. I don't understand that. Now there's less explaining. Parents tend to know so much more about what they're getting into and what opportunities are at their fingertips at a place like Princeton.
It's a pretty cool atmosphere, certainly, to be a part of Ivy League basketball. And, Coach, we'll let you get out on this one. Certainly, you know, the players, they have 2 weeks off to kind of deal with things. For you, you're on recruiting trips. Do you have any downtime to be able to read books, check out different things that are not related to basketball, or you just try to stay locked in?
No, I use this time, you know, to dive in with the family. I got on the road recruiting, so, you know, checking in with some of our important recruits and guys that are coming to Princeton, which are a big part of the development process. It never stops, right? Like, just so, you know, you're checking in with somebody who says they're going to come and they've been, you know, they're likely to be admitted, that, you know, hey, look, you're really a big part of what we're doing right now too. You don't, may not know it, but, you know, look at Tosin and Ryan Langborg and, you know, Conrad Keyshawn and Jacob there. You don't see them as much, some of them, but these freshmen are making contributions. So that's the first part. I'm reading Nobody's Fool right now, which is a story about, I think Paul Newman was in the movie. Fiction book.
I believe
so. I don't know. It's a no-nonsense, you know, guy that sort of tells everybody the truth, gets himself in a lot of trouble. I like kind of, you know, I usually read a lot of nonfiction, so it's nice to read something like that. But really just so my brain stops pounding me like a hammer. I remember Homer Simpson where he's like, they like pan up to his brain and there's like a monkey pounding cymbals together.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes
that.
It's like two basketballs just going boom, boom, boom. You know, yeah, it's a nice break, but can't wait to get back at it with the guys. This is the most fun part of the season.
No question about it. And the Tigers getting set for the rest of Ivy League play. But first, Rutgers-Camden on Sunday. Well, Coach, thanks for joining us once again here at the A&B, and we'll talk to you next week.
This is a lot of fun being here, and just as we've been talking, great crew showed up, and it's nice to see a crowd like this here.
Come on down to the A&B. Great time here. The Mitch Henderson Show as a part of the festivities. Thank you, Coach, and we will talk to you next week. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920. Stay tuned. We'll have more headed your way right after this.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Choose the Greater Princeton Area's real estate market leader, Callaway Henderson Sotheby's International Realty. Our expertise is local, our reach is global, and our remarkable agents produce unrivaled results. Stop by our offices in Princeton, Pennington, Montgomery, and Lambertville. or visit CallawayHenderson.com to search for homes, find an agent, and love where you live.
GEICO presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to GEICO.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Eyes tired from staring at screens all day, squinting at night to see those street signs? Maybe it's time for your next eye exam. Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Landolfi, and my wife, Dr. Rebecca Landolfi, and I started Cornerstone Eye Care to provide the Princeton area with a refreshing new option for your eye care needs. From free digital retinal scans to unique independent eyeglass frames, call us today at 609-919-1001 to schedule and become a part of our Cornerstone community. Or visit us at CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com. That's CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to the Mitch Henderson Show right here in the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. Derek Jones joined by assistant coach Jonathan Jones and point guard Jose Morales. Gentlemen, welcome.
Glad to be here, Derek.
Yep. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you. Before we dive in here, reminder that the Mercer County Improvement Authority reminds all residents that plastic bags and pizza boxes are not recyclable material. Please keep them out of your bins. Thank you for recycling. For questions, they can be reached at 609-278-8086. Well, gentlemen, it has been certainly quite the start to the Ivy League season for the Tigers. Take me through your thoughts here through the first two games. First, I'll start with you, Coach Jones. Two hard-fought games, both very physical games. What did you take out of that for the Tigers?
I think, well, first of all, is that our associate head coach, Brett, you know, McConnell, he does a good job with the scout. And even the scout team also just bringing it in practice and us just really preparing for Penn. And we know that those two games, like, they're rough. Like, you know, it's like, you know, Coach Henderson always shows also, too, like, you know, old film of how, like, Penn and Princeton played. And it was like a grudge match, like guys going after each other. And, like, you got to – it's going to be physical. It's going to be tough. But it comes down to each team, like, who's going to execute more? Who's going to make that one extra pass? Who's going to take that charge like Jose does sometimes in games? And, like, those are the things that kind of prepare us for those games. And then us going out there and just outlasting them was pretty good to see for us this year.
And it's always a challenge the way it's set up now. And at least as Coach Henderson talked about it, it's going away after this year. But if you win game one, then you know there's going to be an adjustment in game two. Exactly. And Jose, they came out quick the last time out, 8-0 to start. What did you guys think at that point of the game?
Yeah, I mean, we knew coming in that they were going to make a lot of adjustments. But we held on tight, held on to our guts, and we knew a run would come at some point. We just had to withstand it and you know, throw our own couple punches. And having a guy like Richmond, who you can always rely on, we said, we're going to feed you, big fella. You're going to take us there. So, and that's what he did.
That's been one of the more interesting dynamics with the Tigers over the last year plus. We've seen this morph into a team that, you know, a lot of times it was about the outside shot, about the three-pointer, but as the rise of Richmond or Riri Guzzo took place, it seemed like instead of outside in, it was more of an inside-out approach. How has it been playing with Richmond and getting to this? Because you came in with him.
Came in with the guy.
And you guys were on that 17 team that swept the Ivy season. What's it been like seeing him develop here since his freshman year?
Nobody works harder than Richmond. You know, he's in there. He's in there every day, early mornings, late nights, getting it in. So, nobody's surprised around this program that Richmond's become such a dominant player in this league. He puts in the work, and he brings other guys along with him. So, you know, nobody's surprised.
Coach Jones, we certainly talked a lot about his development and you working with him. It seems like this year he's added even more to his game to make himself even more of an effective offensive player.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with Richmond, I think I talked about this even last time, is he's just taking ownership of everything that he's doing. And that's just not with basketball, but just in life, you know, in school, even with his family. And it's just good to see, like, you know, Richmond, like, progressing. And it's now it's saturating the whole team. So now you see Ryan Schrieger out there posting up. You know, you see we have Tosin, freshman, but he can really post up and finish at the rim. And us just making layups. And I think as a staff, too, we've been, like, always talking about how many more layups can we get. Let's make layups. Let's make them. And we've had an emphasis on that in practice, and then it's been showing up in the games. And believe it or not, you know, first 2 weeks of the season, you know, it was like, whoo, you know. It's like, okay, it's a process. And you have to remember as a coach, it's a process. You got to just continue to do it each and every day, and then things will turn around. And I'm glad that right around this time, like I said, Coach Henderson talks about this too, who's playing the best basketball in January leading into February and then definitely leading into March. And that's really what it's all about.
When we had Tosin on last week, he mentioned he had been working with you, and that's helped out his development. Yeah. Coach Henderson in that first Penn game mentioned that he thought one of the most important shots of the game was the first that Tosin hit to kind of establish kind of a physical presence down low. How have you been working with him, and what kind of kid has he been like to work with here so far this season?
Well, Tosin is great because when I even work out with him, like sometimes I don't even hear his voice. You know, I just, it's kind of like me, just kind of like, hey, Tosin, let's look for this, let's do that, and he just goes and he attacks it. And him as a freshman, like I said, that first play was big. As a, you know, if you're a sophomore, junior, senior, you see your freshman out there first play, you know, first Ivy League game, attacking, getting to the rim, making a strong finish. Everybody else is just like, all right, here we go. Like everybody kind of dials in, and it's just good to see. And like I said, I'm not doing anything special. I'm doing the same probably layups with Richmond. I'm doing Ryan Schrieger, you know, Tosin. Everybody, I'm doing the same thing, even with Jalen. Jalen's been so much of a better finisher this year. And not because of me, but just like I said, the whole staff, everyone's been focusing on making layups, making shots. And it's just good to see that things are starting to translate and everybody is starting to pick up the pace.
So finishing at the bucket and layups is a pretty good segue to talk about Jose here and his finish at the end of the Penn game. What did you see there at the end of the game? And take us through it.
It's funny that you say, what did you see? Because for me, how I remember that is what I didn't see. So while I was getting to the basket, I was really just trying to see the shot clock and see how much time was actually on the clock, and I honestly couldn't. So I just knew I had to make a play there. I knew I probably didn't have any time to kick it out, so I knew I kind of had to take that shot, and I did. So, I mean, luckily it went in. Didn't make the free throw. I'm a little upset about that one. But we got the win, so that's good.
Did you get any ribbing about that?
I did. I believe Coach, he asked about it in film the next day. He said, did you make the free throw? And I had to tell him no. But and it hurt, but, you know, a win's a win.
Yeah, I actually, there was a picture of when Jose made that that layup. You see, like, the benches up, and you see me screaming at the top of my lungs. And it's just, like, because, like, I was screaming and one so hard because Jose, we already know how Jose is. He's going to play hard. He's going to do what he's got to do, you know. And sometimes Jose is kind of somewhat frustrating at times. If you ever see him check into the game, he looks like he's just walking on Miami Beach, just tucking in his, like, you know, swimming trunks. You know, he never runs, but then as soon as he steps on the court, it's like, zip, 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 and he's just going. But that's Jose, and that's what I like about him. You know, it's not so much about, like, what he's saying, it's about what he's doing. You know, and that's how I really like his game. He's a really great player.
Jose, you look at stat lines a lot of times, and they don't tell the full story. Like, your stat line from the Penn game, I think, was something like 1 of 4, 1 of 3, and 2 points. But you had the two biggest points of the game. You bring an attitude and an energy into the game every time you check in. Where did you get that from?
That's kind of always been my game, just attacking on both ends, trying to make people uncomfortable. Being 5'9", you know, I'm not going to bother anybody with length, but I do have, you know, quickness, speed, and just I'd like to say I have a pretty good feel for the game as well. So I kind of just use that to kind of anticipate things and, you know, bring a different element in terms of the defense, and then just doing my part offensively and getting other guys in spots and running the offense.
Let's talk about Sunday against Rutgers Camden. You've had this layoff now. Certainly you're no stranger to this. How do you go about preparing? Because you haven't spent a lot of time on the floor, and Coach, from your end, you haven't had a lot of time to work with these guys over the last few weeks. And The one drawback to right now is the Tigers win those two games and then they have the layoff. So how does everybody reconnect and get on the same page?
That's tough because we haven't been able to get everybody on the court at the same time, with finals and stuff like that. But everybody has been working on their game, so that's a good thing. I'm down there, and I see the young guys down there. Of course, you see Rich, Shrieve, we see all those guys down there. So it all comes down to just now falling back on what we've established, from the beginning of the season, just being who we are and, executing.
Coach Jones, how about for you?
Coming to this game, so I kind of have the scout on Rutgers Camden, so they're actually a pretty good team. And obviously, NJAC, so Division III,
Oh, yes.
You anytime I hear, Rutgers Camden, I saw it on the schedule, I was like, oh, okay, that would be a good one. So, but they're a really good team. But I think that our guys have just been, even though they have all these things going on, Jose's, working on senior thesis and all that stuff. So
now we're gonna talk about that.
Have to talk about that. But I think the guys, listen, they're great at communicating, so they always hit guys, the coaches up. Hey, I'm free at this time. We can work guys out. So it's been good. So,
well, it is an exciting time to be a follower of Tigers basketball as Princeton gets sent for Rutgers Camden this Sunday. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that aforementioned senior thesis because I first learned about this on the trip to San Francisco, so it'll be a fun conversation for sure. Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. For all the best sports, concerts, and theater events, visit TicketSmarter.com or on the app. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official ticket resale partner of Princeton Athletics. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920. More from the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton right after this.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
23 million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family. Princeton Athletics would like to thank LNA Tent and Event Rentals for their continued support of the Princeton Tigers. LNA is the area's largest provider of quality tents and event rental equipment. Servicing the Princeton community since 1899, their tents and custom affordable equipment will give your special event the quality it deserves. Be sure to check out their amazing offers at lnatents.com or call them today at 609-584-0054. LNA Tent Rentals, the best in tents since 1899.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to the Alchemist and Barrister here in Princeton, New Jersey. It's the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920. The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night and is now open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Join us for the best breakfast in town since the old carousel days on Pine. Back here with Jonathan Jones and Jose Morales. And Coach Jones, quick scouting report here on Rutgers Camden. This is an interesting team because we were talking during the break. They have some guys who can score.
Yeah, they definitely have some guys who can play. Their guard, you know, Azemi is really good. Honestly, he's very lethal in open court, you know, in transition. He can get to the rim. He can pass. He gets guys involved defensively. He can grab rebounds. He takes charges. You know, he's doing everything for Rutgers Camden. And then they have a great big in Destin, who's like I was just talking about. He's kind of like an NJAC Pascal Siakam. He's long. He's lengthy. He alters shots. He blocks shots. He gets to the rim. You know, he's really strong. And they did also have, like, two good shooters in this kid named Tro and this other kid named Petrick, I believe. They're really good. So they're a good team, but we're going to come out and be ready to play for sure.
And as you said in the last segment, you're no stranger to the NJAC.
Yeah.
And kind of the teams, they are not shy. When they come in the Jadwin or anywhere for that matter, they're normally not shy about letting it fly.
Absolutely. And, you know, as Division III, like because I played, you know, Division III basketball, for the people that don't know.
A legend, by the way.
Yes, that is correct.
I'm not a legend.
No, you are. That's okay.
I'm not going to let Jose gas me. But anyway, so as a Division III, you know, team, Division III, and you're playing Division I team, you have nothing to lose. You know, they're coming in here and just like we're just as good as, you know, as Princeton is, and they play harder. They play a whole lot. You know, they have everything to gain. So that's why for our guys, even though I'm on the scout, it's just going to be on some let's just go out there and just play our game. Let's not have any drop-off or layoff from where we were, you know, a couple of weeks ago with Penn. So let's just keep it rolling right into the next weekend with Dartmouth and Harvard.
Tigers coming up with Rutgers Camden on Sunday, followed by Dartmouth and Harvard, the first back-to-back. Now, before we talk about Dartmouth-Harvard, I want to transition here to Jose because earlier this season, the Tigers were out in San Francisco, and at an alumni event, the topic of your thesis came up.
Yes, sir.
And why don't you explain to everyone what your thesis is about?
So what my thesis is about is how student-athletes internalize constructive criticism from their coaches. And so what had happened on that trip was Richmond, who was introducing the team and kind of going over what all the seniors senior theses were on, he only got part of it. What he said was it's about the relationship between a player and the coach. Yeah. And that's not exactly what it is. It's more about just internalizing constructive criticism and the social dynamics between, like, coaches and also team players. So it's comparing individual sports and team sports, and then I'm kind of connecting it to a broader topic of, like, transfers and, you know, student-athletes not necessarily being satisfied with their experience.
One of the best parts about that story was right after that happened, Coach Henderson came up to the podium and almost gave, like, a response as if to say,
right.
Very interesting. Interesting selection. But something like that, I mean, that takes a lot of time to put together, for
yes,
sure.
Sir. Yes, sir. And I'm putting the time in now, just kind of trying to chip at it, you know what I'm saying, chip away at it, and so I can kind of focus on basketball a little more, you know. We're trying to win ball games, but at the same time, I do have to get this done and graduate. So,
do you have any thoughts, Coach Jones, on his topic?
I think it's a very good topic. It's very, you know, optimistic of Jose. And also, too, it's kind of funny because I know I've said some things to Jose that, you know, I can't really say on the Mitch Henderson show. You know, maybe when Jose graduates, we can have a Zay and Jay show and talk about that then.
Practice is essentially thesis research for me. You know, there's a lot of constructive criticism being thrown around. So it's essentially a little research and working on my game at the same time. So it's fun.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So as we get set here for the stretch drive of the season, when you take a look at Dartmouth and Harvard, we talked to Coach about kind of what the league looks like right now. What are you stressing, certainly to the lesser experienced players, the freshman class, the sophomore class, about this time of year and dealing with the back-to-backs?
It's details. It's all in the details, man. One game to the next, they can be completely different. So it's about locking in mentally, knowing what you're supposed to do and doing it to the best of your ability. And realizing that you may not have a great night the first night, but you have to have a pretty short memory. And you may have a great night that night, and that doesn't matter coming into the Saturday. So being able to transition from one game to another and just being ready for anything that comes your way.
What are your memories from that first year? Because you were a part of the team that went to the NCAA tournament, took on Notre Dame, won the Ivy League, went 16-0 in the league. Do you see any characteristics between this team and that team that are similar?
So the one thing I do remember, and similar to what I was just saying, is just how locked in those guys were on the details. Nothing was let, they didn't let anything slide in practice. Everything was taken care of. So when it came down to playing in the game, everybody knew what they had to do, and everybody was less thinking and more playing. Of course, we have a much younger team than that 2016 championship team, but we do have guys who are mature enough to understand that, you have to do your job and you have to execute.
Coach Jones, we've seen over the years there are lots of highs and lows during the course of the season and in Ivy League play as well. For the younger players on the team who haven't gone through this, whether it be if they're a freshman or they haven't played a lot and now going through it, how do you kind of keep these guys on that positive wavelength throughout the course of this stretch drive?
We just try to tell the guys just to honestly just relax and just take it one day at a time, because, like you said, some of the freshmen, they haven't been like a back-to-back, Dartmouth-Harvard or, us being away and it's a Cornell-Columbia. So the best thing that we could do is obviously we lean on the leadership of, our seniors, Rich, Will, and Jose, and we also try to just continue to let them know, hey, listen, just relax, get some sleep, stay hydrated, do your work, you'll be fine, and sometimes they get, especially Keyshawn, like every time I think of energy, I think of Keyshawn Kelman. He's just so like, he wants to go 100 miles all the time. It's like, Keyshawn, sometimes you got to know when to go 80%. when you set that screen, you can just, put that at 50, and then you can go, back into high energy for your windmill dunk. But just kind of talking with them about those things and, letting them know, like, listen, it's a process and this is how it goes. But the senior leadership on the team is very important.
I've run into a couple of those Keyshawn screens in practice. I'll let you know it's not fun.
Kind of on that subject of the freshmen, we've heard Coach Henderson say before, a lot of times there's a point in the year where freshmen are no longer freshmen. They kind of become sophomores. Have you seen that with this freshman class and some of your thoughts on the freshman class so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Even with just Ryan Langborg, from the start at, San Francisco to even now, he's just gotten so much better. Tosin, he's just been coming along. And from day one with Tosin, we didn't know if he was happy, if he was mad, if he was sad, if he was glad, And now his personality is starting to come out, and he understands how serious and how each Ivy League game matters just for us to, get back to, to the Ivy League, tournament. And I was just talking with Jose briefly about that. And, Jose, it's amazing. Like you said, he was on that 2016, 2017. That's going to be a part of history forever. And this year he has another – opportunity with the team to be a part of history by going back to back at the Ivy League tournament if possible. So that's the goal, of course, and it's just so many things where as coach you kind of want to be like, don't you know you have to, everything matters, don't you know? It's just like, but sometimes you have to let the players do it, and then when they also talk to each other, because it's good to talk in front of the coaches and have all these great things to say, but then when we're not around, what's being said, who's leading?
Yeah.
And sometimes when we're not around those leadership, people, guys talking to guys, those are the conversations that are most important.
Absolutely.
That we'll never see, but when it shows up in practice, when it shows up in the game, it's just like, man, that's pretty good by, Tosin, by our Keyshawn, mate. They really, man, somebody must have told them that, and that comes from, like I said, senior leadership. Senior leadership, seniors win, seniors know how to play, seniors know how to make layups, seniors know how to get to the basket and win the game.
And kind of to piggyback off of, you mentioned the Ivy League tournament, Jose, there aren't a lot of guys who have, not that it's been around that long, but there aren't a lot of guys who have been involved in two of them. How difficult is it after this start to kind of stay away from thinking about that? I mean, you're 2-0,
yeah.
And if things continuously go well, then obviously
right.
You'll be back there. But how difficult is it to kind of keep that one game at a time focus?
Yeah, I mean, it's really important, I'll tell you that. And even being a senior, just knowing it's your last time going through this league and doing the whole thing, it's easy to look forward to, especially having a 2-0 start, feeling really good about yourself, trying to put yourself in that Ivy League tournament situation. But I mean, we do our best to just stay in the moment. One thing we mention a lot when we're in practice is be where you are. We're right here right now. Let's make the best of what we got. So let's get better today. Tomorrow, let's do the same thing, and eventually we'll get there. And hopefully, like Coach Jones said earlier, we're playing our best leading up to that tournament.
Jose Morales and Jonathan Jones, thank you for joining us here on the Mitch Henderson Show.
No problem at all, Gary.
Thank you for having us.
We'll take a quick break and then wrap it up here from the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. This is the Mitch Henderson Show on Fox Sports 920. Stay tuned. More headed your way in just a moment.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Choose the greater Princeton area's real estate market leader, Callaway Henderson Sotheby's International Realty. Our expertise is local, our reach is global, and our remarkable agents produce unrivaled results. Stop by our offices in Princeton, Pennington, Montgomery, and Lambertville, or visit CallawayHenderson.com to search for homes, find an agent, and love where you live.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Eyes tired from staring at screens all day, squinting at night to see those street signs? Maybe it's time for your next eye exam. Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Landolfi, and my wife, Dr. Rebecca Landolfi, and I started Cornerstone Eye Care to provide the Princeton area with a refreshing new option for your eye care needs. From free digital retinal scans to unique independent eyeglass frames, call us today at 609-919-1001 to schedule and become a part of our Cornerstone community, or visit us at cornerstoneeyecarenj.com. That's cornerstoneeyecarenj.com.
Today's horoscope brought to you by Geico.
Capricorns, today is a perfect day for romance and fun-filled activities with your partner. And by fun-filled activities, we mean shopping for car insurance. Luckily, you'll find that switching to Geico could save you hundreds of dollars a year. You'll keep this day of romance going at the hardware store by arguing for half an hour over the color of your backsplash. Love is indeed in the air, Capricorns.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Wrapping up the Mitch Henderson Show right here in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. A reminder that nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. For all the best sports, concerts, theater events as well, visit TicketSmarter.com or on the app. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official ticket resale partner of Princeton Athletics. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets. Also, tonight's show brought to you by the Mercer County Improvement Authority, which reminds you all residents that plastic bags and pizza boxes are not recyclable material. Please keep them out of your bins. Thank you for recycling. For questions, they can be reached at 609-278-8086. Well, the Tigers will get set here to resume play coming up on Sunday against Rutgers Camden, D3 Rutgers Camden, a team that, when you take a look at the New Jersey Athletic Conference, over the years it's been a team that has struggled at times. And when you look at what they've been able to do this year, certainly as Coach Jones talked about, some very talented players on their squad. This season, Rutgers Camden has struggled 5-10 overall, 2-7 in the New Jersey Athletic Conference. But that typically is one of the toughest conferences in all of Division III basketball, as Stockton University at the moment, by the way, at the top spot, 11-5 overall with an 8-1 mark. So we'll see what Rutgers Camden has in store for the Tigers coming up on Sunday, as they have actually the NJAC player of the week, one of the players of the week, and Arian Azemi, as Coach Jones talked about. He averaged 30 points last week, 38 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals as well, leading Rutgers Camden to a 1-1 week. He had a career-high 35 points and 8 rebounds in a win at Montclair State back on January 15th. So he is an explosive player, so we'll see how the Tigers deal with him. Meanwhile, while we have a few moments here remaining on the program, the Ivy League. Now, obviously, some games have taken place since we last talked. Penn and Princeton getting the jump on the rest of the league, but other games resuming, another play resuming this past weekend with Yale and Brown in action. Of course, Columbia and Cornell in action. Harvard and Dartmouth as well. Harvard grabbing the 67-64 win over Dartmouth. We will see what happens in that one coming up later on this weekend as they play again on Saturday, this time at Dartmouth. But it was a close game between Dartmouth and Harvard. Harvard dealing with the departure, at least in terms of an on-the-floor perspective, with Bryce Aiken dealing with an injury, as Aiken injuring his foot a few weeks ago and trying to come back after that, still out with that foot injury. Meanwhile, of course, the Yale Bulldogs, they have been at least in terms of a game-in and game-out basis as consistent as anybody in the Ivy League thus far, 13-4 in the season and 1-0 in the Ivy League after defeating Brown last weekend in New Haven. And they look to be pretty solid. They're at the top of nearly most statistical categories in the Ivy League at the moment. Then Columbia and Cornell. Columbia grabbing the win over Cornell, of course, led by former Princeton Tiger Brian Earl. Cornell winning that, or excuse me, Columbia winning that one, 75-61 in a game where really, you know, you look at what is happening to Columbia in terms of their key guys. It's about Mike Smith, and certainly he's gotten some help over the last few weeks and throughout this season from some of the other key players. Jack Forrest having a nice game on Saturday in the win against Cornell, 23 points for Forrest. So certainly there's a lot of talent in the Ivy League, and we'll see how things kind of shake out after these home-and-home series wrap up this weekend. And then, of course, we'll see what happens when back-to-back start back up on the weekend of January 31st. And that's a big weekend because you have Harvard and Dartmouth dealing with, as they often call them, the killer peas in Penn and Princeton. Harvard and Penn will play on Friday, January 31st, and of course the Tigers will play Dartmouth that night, and then things get switched around when Princeton comes or heads host Harvard at the end of that weekend. That will do it for the Mitch Henderson Show right here at the Alchemist and Barrister. Special thanks to Mitch Henderson, as always, and of course Jonathan Jones, Jose Morales. We'll be with you next Tuesday night right here at 6 from the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton. Until next time, I'm Derek Jones saying so long, and have a good night, everybody.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Chips and subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
And now another edition of Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, putting on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, GEICO makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Cold? Cough? Flu symptoms? Sounds like you should see a doctor. So where do you go? You go to the RWJ Barnabas Health Telemed app, and you get to see the doctor right away, whenever you want, on whatever device you choose. It's that simple and that convenient. No appointment necessary. Download Telemed from RWJ Barnabas Health at the App Store or visit rwjbh.org/telemed. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.